Blog Talk Radio.
You may be having a tough time in your marriage, or you may know someone, or you may know different couples who are having a tough time in marriage. And you may feel personally, because you are having a tough time in your marriage, that you want to walk away, you want to leave your marriage. And so, therefore, you begin to trivialize your partner and the marriage and what it means. And this is a way to provide an escape for yourself. You may be around people who themselves have been divorced and are now encouraging you to divorce your marriage partner. I want to share with you from the Word of God what the Word of God has to say to believers about marriage. And you and I must understand, as believing ones, that marriage represents the relationship that Jesus has with his church. In fact, the church is called the Bride of Christ. And we must also understand that marriage was never to be easy. It was and is worth it. So I want to read to you this afternoon from the book of Hosea. Hosea was an 8th century prophet. And he prophesied between 760 and 740 B.C. He lived and prophesied 250 years after David and 650 years after entry into the Promised Land. Hosea, the 8th century prophet. His name means salvation. And his name is another form of Joshua, which is the Hebrew name of the Greek form Jesus. You might also be interested in knowing that Rome and Carthage were founded at this time. Phoenician westbound ships made their end in Tarshish, that is a colony in southern Spain. See Micah 1:8. And Gautama introduced Buddhism in India at this time. So, what do we have? What can we learn from this prophet? We learn from Hosea, first of all, that he was the first prophet to describe Israel's submersion in the Canaanite nature religion as harlotry. Read Ezekiel 6:9. And so what we have here is the narrative of a broken-hearted prophet. And he is broken-hearted not only for the nation and its waywardness, but also because of his own home. And I want you to notice carefully what his home is like, and that the first word from God is for the prophet himself. Hosea chapter 1, verse 1 reads, "The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, that is, the kings of the southern kingdom, and during the reign of Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, king of Israel. So the king also, this was the king of the northern kingdom, Israel. And so this prophet was the prophet of a broken home. See, he had problems in his own home. And notice what God says to him in Hosea chapter 1, verse 2. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, go, take, lakach, in Hebrew, which means to seize or snatch. Go take to yourself an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness, because the land is guilty of the vilest adultery in departing from the Lord. Now, there are scholars, there are writers who have attempted to soften this message and to make it metaphorical, and they have said that God would not do this. God would not tell his prophet to go and take for himself an adulterous wife, an unfaithful wife. And so I want to read what the text states and not what some scholar has written, according to some literary theory from the 20th or 21st century. But I want to go back to this Old Testament prophet. I want to go back to the 8th century, to 760 and 740 BC, and I want to read the word of the Lord. We read in verse 1 of Hosea that the word of the Lord came or happened to Hosea. The Lord says to him, snatch for yourself and what? An adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness. Why? Purpose clause? Because the land is guilty of the vilest adultery in departing from the Lord. The obedient prophet goes and he takes for himself this woman. Verse 3, her name is Gomer. And so we read, so he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Now, Gomer's name means complete. And so think about this. Think about the prophetic word that God has to the nation as represented through the prophet. Think about Hosea, and think about the marriage that God has called him to. Think about the hurt, and think about this, that the prophet's marriage would be a dramatic symbol of the nation's condition. And the prophet's children from this marriage would symbolize divine rejection. And so we read verse 3, so he married Gomer in obedience to the Lord, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Then the Lord said to Hosea, call him Jezreel, because I will soon punish the house of Jehu for the massacre at Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel, that is the northern kingdom, which happened in 722 BC. In that day I will break Israel's bow in the valley of Jezreel, that is Israel's power. Gomer conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. The Lord said to Hosea, call her Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer show love to the house of Israel, that I should at all forgive them. Yet I will show love to the house of Judah, that is the southern kingdom, and I will save them, not by bow, nor sword, nor battle, but by or by horses or horsemen, but by the Lord their God. After she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, Gomer had another son, and the Lord had called him Lo-Ami. For you are not my people, and I am not your God. And so the prophet's home is steeped in rich and powerful symbolism. And one might think, how would this prophet be able to love a wife of adultery? What would his feelings be? He would want her to put away. He would want to put her away. He would not want to be in this relationship. What is God teaching us through the prophet Hosea about marriage, about brokenness, about love, what love, his love is? What must Hosea learn about himself? And what has God called him to do and to be? Doesn't God consider the prophet's pride? No. This is not about his pride. God wants Hosea to learn about himself and his home. God wants Hosea to learn this. God wants Hosea to understand that his own home is his Calvary. And because of what he is experiencing and going through in his own home and in his own heart, he must learn to crucify the flesh with its affections and lusts. He must crucify self. Galatians 2:20, Paul wrote, I am crucified with Christ. And the word I, the pronoun I there is ego or ego, as some say. Paul knew that he must crucify the flesh, the ego, in order to be what God wanted him to be. You may believe that you have the right to divorce. Legally, you probably have, but understand how marriage is trivialized in this culture. Understand how divorce is trivialized in this culture. And understand how the flesh, with its affections and lusts, are not trivialized in this culture. God wants you and I, as believing ones, to live lives that are well-pleasing to him. And you are, and I are challenged by God to do those things that are pleasing in his sight. God wants you and I to live in a supernatural manner before him. And so we take our marriage problems to the Lord. You may be seeing a counselor who has encouraged you to divorce, to leave your wife or to leave your husband. Understand that these people work on the basis of pride. Do not be prideful. Submit your marriage, your attitude, your anger, your genuine justified anger. Submit that to Jesus Christ and see that God has another plan for you. God wants you to live a life that's well-pleasing to him, and God does not want you to end your marriage. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. And God bless you.